Page 27.
Gosum gupe gone cha se lo nge sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa ji tu tam che sha ke pa ge
Page 97. Okay. And then at the bottom of the page, there's the short mandala offering. So let's chant that in Tibetan.
Sa ji per ki ju shin me to ta.
Welcome back to the class. Slow, slow, learning how to sit. Maybe we recite Vajrasattva mantras, Vajrasattva mantra, 21 times. That's well. Maybe small guided meditation, guided meditations. First think about the subject that we have been studying last few Wednesday night class, which is emptiness. So now please visualize on the top of your crown, visualize maybe four finger above your crown or your head. Visualize lotus, beautiful, big, in the form of light. Okay, visualize lotus. Then on top of lotus, visualize mundis, or circle white, or white circle. So on top of the moon is then visualize letter HUM, white color letter HUM. If you are familiar with the word OM AH HUM, the last one, HUM, visualize that white. So then slowly that letter HUM emerge or transform into white Vajra. You know, Vajra Del, Vajra, white Vajra. Shining one, shining bright. Then the center of that white water also visualize letter HUM, white, same, shining. So that now eventually slowly transform into Vajrasattva, Vajrasattva, white, Vajrasattva. Or you can visualize with consort or without consort, it's up to you. Which one's more suitable for your mind to visualize, then you can visualize solid, just Vajrasattva or with consort, okay. Sitting in Vajra positions, adorned with all the wonderful, like silk, silk and ornaments. So then light emitted from the Vajrasattva heart, light radiated or emitted from Vajrasattva heart. Invite all the divine beings and purify our body, spirit, mind. And bestow the blessings. So now go back to the center of Vajrasattva. Letter whom? Surrounded in clockwise by 100 silver mantras, all white, shining. So that light attracts all the blessing from all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas from the 10 directions. Dissolve back to the mantras or 10 silver mantras and with the rosaries that we are going to use. Dissolve all the blessing, dissolve back to the letter who. Surrounded by 100 silver mantra, all white colors. The blessing dissolve into that, not just that, then also dissolve into the mala or rosary that you're going to use to recite mantra. So then the nectar flows, white nectar flows from the Buddha Vajrasattva heart. Also like from the mantras, also from your rosaries, nectar flows. Purify all the negative karmas, okay. Purify negative, all the karmas. Oh. Purify all the negative karmas. Oh. Nectar flows from the mantras and also the rosaries. Purify all the negative karmas. Body, spirit, and mind. So that is the brief guided Vajrasattva meditations. Vajrasattva meditation, brief guided meditation of Vajrasattva purification practice. So now, then we recite the mantra 21 times. Then before that, so recite the stanza. So then after that, recite 21 mantra together. Okay, together, huh? Not too fast, not too slow. Not too slow, that makes you sleep. Not too fast, that you cannot follow. So if you don't know the long versus the mantra, just say Om, Om, Benza,
Benza,
Sattva,
Sattva,
Hum,
Hum,
Om,
Om,
Benza,
Benza,
Sattva,
Sattva,
Hum,
Hum,
Om,
Om,
Benza,
Benza,
Sattva,
Sattva,
Hum. So you can just say that. At the same time, visualize the natural flows, purify all natural. So then the long one, so then you can learn slow, slow.
So the verse of praise at the top of page 64, page 64 in the Gold Prayer Book. Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Benzasattva, I make prostration. Om Benza Sato Samaya Manupalaya Benza Sato Teno Patisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurato Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Sutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Benza Mame Musa Benza Bawa Mahasamaya Sato Akum Pe Om Benza Sato Samaya Manyu Palaya Benza Sato Tenopa Tishta Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto mebhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutta me chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tata gata benza mame mbhusa benza bhava maha samaya svato akum te om benza sato samaya manyu palaya benza sato teno patishta dido mebhava Suto kayo mebawa, supo kayo mebawa, anurakto mebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutta me, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tata gata, benza mame muncha, benza bawa mahasama. Sato akum te om benza sato samaya manyu palaya benza sato teno patishta dido mebawa suto kayo mebawa supo kayo mebawa anurakto mebawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutta me chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tata kat benza mame muja benza bhava maha samaya sato akum te Benza sato samaya manyu palaya Benza sato seno patishta dido mebawa Suto kayo mebawa Supo kayo mebawa Nurakto mebawa Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma sutta me Chitam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana sarva tata gata Benza mame muncha benza bhava maha samaya Sato akum te om Benza sato samaya manyu palaya Benza sato teno patishta dido mebawa Suto kayo mebawa Supo kayo mebawa Anurakto mebawa Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma sutta me Chitam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana sarva tata kat Benza mame musha Benza bhava maha samaya Sato akum te om Benza sato samaya Manyu palaya Benza sato teno patishta dido mebawa Suto kayo mebawa Supo kayo mebawa Anurakta nebhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakata denza mame moja denza bhava maha samaya sato ahum te
om
denza sato samaya manupalaya denza sato tenopasisha jiro me bhava Suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatatak, tenza mame munja, tenza bawa maha samayam, sato ahum te om, tenza sato samaya, manupalaya, Dasato tenopa, tishto dido me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, benza mame moja, benza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om. Denda sato samaya manupalaya sato tenopa tishto dido me bawa suto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat denda mame munsa denda bawa maha samaya Sato ahum te om, denza sato samaya manupalaya, denza sato tenopa, tisha dido me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tatakata, Tensa mame munsa tensa bawa maha samaya ato akum te om denza sato samaya manupalaya denza sato tenopa tishto jido me bawa suto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat denza mame munja denza bawa maha samaya sato ahum te om denza sato samaya manupalaya denza sato tenopa tishto dido me bawa Suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, denza mame munja denza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, denza sato samaya manupalaya, denza sato tenopa, tishta dido me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, Ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakata denza mame moja denza bawa maha samaya sato ahum te om denza sato samaya manupalaya denza sato tenopa tishto dido me bawa suto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, sarva tatakata, benza mame munsa, benza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, denza sato samaya, manupala, sato tenopa, tishta dido me bawa, Sudokayom Nebawa, Subokayom Nebawa, Anurakto Nebawa, Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha, Sarva Karma Sutame, Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum, Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakata, Enzama Memuza, Enzapawa Mahasamaya, Sato Akumpe Om, Denta Sato Samaya, Manipala, Da sato tenopa, tisha dido me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva sede me prayacha, sarva karma sutta me, titam shriyam kuruhum, ahahaho, bhagavan sarva tata kata, enzama me muta penta bawa mahasamaya, sato akum te om, denza sato samaya, manupalaya, denza sato tenopa, tishta dido me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, Nebawa, Anurakto Mebawa, Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha, Sarva Karma Sutame, Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum, Ahahaho, Bhagavana Sarva Tatakat, Enzama Me Mucha, Enzabawa Mahasamaya, Sato Akumpe, Om, Denta Sato Samaya, Manupalaya, Sato Tenopa, Tisha Dido Mebawa, Suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam chiyam kuruhum, ahahaho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, denzama me munsa denza bawa mahasamaya, sato akumpe om, denza sato samaya, manupalaya, denza sato tenopa, tisha dido me bawa, Suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ahahaho bhagavan, sarva tatakata, denzama me munsa denza bawa mahasamaya, sato ahumpe om, denza sato samaya, manupalaya, Sasato tenopa, tishta dido me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutta me, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ahahaho bhagavan, sarva tatakata, denzama me munsa denza bawa mahasamaya, sato ahumpe.
So now think from your heart, or maybe like you are the one who's probably saying this, Buddha Vajrasattva, please pay attention to me. That's Lama Dorje Sempo Gongzon's Dage Tome Tune started this. Negative karma that's been created from long, long time. Purify right now, all of them purify right now. That's the only thing after that, okay. Buddha Vajrasattva, please pay attention to me. All the negative karma from long, long time, purify all of them right now. Then the Buddha Vajrasattva accept delightfully or gladly accept your request. Huh?
Gladly
accept. Mm-hmm. Then Buddha Vajrasattva, where you visualize you dissolve into your body. All the way through crown chakra, throat chakra, heart chakra, dissolve there. Mm-hmm. so that the light that emitted from Buddha Vajra's heart purify all the people's negative karma, all the people purify. Then, so then help them to achieve the full enlightenment. Okay, something like that. This is the shortest Vajrasattva purification meditation, the shortest one. Very easy to learn, easy to do in that day-to-day life. To purify, okay? Need to purify. Whenever you feel something, whenever you feel bad, remember something that went wrong physically, mentally, verbally, what do? You purify them. So instead of feeling bad, then you feel good. In the end, you feel good because you purify them. The negative karma means actions, does not have qualities, but it has only one quality that can be purified. Doesn't matter size, the weight, the quantities, doesn't matter, it can be purified. Generally speaking, negative action does not have qualities, but it has only one quality, that qualities can be purified. No matter what kind of negative karma can be purified. So that's exactly how you purify them based on now. This is based on the Vajrasattva practice. This is how you purify. Okay, so that's what you do. Whenever you feel bad, you purify. You don't make it worse by thinking negative. Thinking something negative, out of negative mindset, then doing nothing, then thinking negative, then it gets worse. Thinking something negative, out of positive mindset, then you purify, and then you feel good. Can be purified. Every negative action can be purified. That's the qualities. Can be purified. That's it. So now, back to the class. Slowly. So now we do practice together. So right now we are doing 21 hour practice. So believe it or not, it brings a lot of positive change within your life. It's positive change to the centers. So then slowly, we as a Dharma friend, spiritual friend. So I come down. So we do practice together. So likewise 21 hour. Retreat, so maybe slowly, maybe Vajrasattva, so then maybe 35 Buddha prostrations, organic way to purify, also burn calories. You can burn calories. Same time, you create merit. Every single atom that covered by your body become the perfect cause for human life. Can you imagine that? Every single atom that covered by your body, even just doing one, that every atom becomes like that's like how much perfect cause you create to have perfect human life. Even though human life comes with all kind of problems, but compared to many life, the human life is better. In the celestial realms. You don't make any progress. You don't gain anything. Of course, there's less problem, but you don't gain anything. So it's very little opportunity to liberate yourself if you're born in celestial realms. So therefore, as a Buddhist practitioner, you don't wish to go to heaven. You wish to go to the celestial realms. There's less problems, long life, basically, so can learn anything, can develop anything, so not opportunity to study Lamdim. So that's why the Buddhist practitioners, usually they don't have wish to go there. So they want to come back as a human, so then continue to practice and liberate themselves. So now back to the class here. First, let me explain the title of this practice. I'm not sure how long ago this text has been written. At least 300 years. When the text has been written, at least 300 years. So then author, he's saying, Dagi Lama, my great teacher said this to him. So he kind of remember when he's writing this text. What his great teacher told him, so this meditation that I'm going to explain, Thakbar, particularly this meditation, even you do once, not every single day, even you do once, so the benefit, what is the benefit of doing this meditation, even just one time, Danzi, is a da, self. Self, we've been talking, everyone's familiar, so we've been talking this. Few class, Jin, Tanjin, legitimate, self-grasping mind. So this has negative connotation, not in a negative in the sense, it's like virtue or non-virtue, not in that sense. Self-grasping mind is not virtue, neither non-virtue, it's not virtue or non-virtue, in not that sense, negative, but self-grasping mind, as I said, because of that, so many things built up based on that. Mind that grasps so tight on self, there's so many things built on that. From there, so many things built up. So therefore, it's very, very important to understand what you really mean self. What is self? That's very important to figure it out, what is self. Before we clinging so tightly on that, maybe we are clinging so tightly on something that does not exist at all. We just made it up. No? We just exaggerated. Then clinging so tightly on that, then you realize, it's just everything just builds up on something that doesn't exist. So therefore it's very important to identify how you define self. Danzi literally means self-grasping mind. Chi means cut. Right? That needs to be cut because that is according to Buddhist philosophy, or Buddha's teaching. So that is the root of all the problems. All the problems that occur due to that. The mind that grasps so tightly which has no clue. What is self? So this meditation is very, very powerful meditation to cut that self-grasping mind, cut or eliminate that misconception about what is self. So that we all went through that, you know, how you do meditation, am I my body? Yes or no? Your answer could be yes, but you can't just very lightly accept, yes. So then you need to bring counter argument. Am I my body? Am I my liquid inside the body? Am I oxygen that I breathe? Am I space in my body? Am I heat in my body? Am I my feeling? Am I my name? Am I my mind? If every answer is no, then what is it? What is it that you hold so tightly? What is it? Maybe it is just merely label based on aggregate that people see. Maybe just merely called John based on your aggregate. Nothing more, nothing less. If it's more than that, then there might be some mistake, okay? So that's the one benefit, these meditations. My great Lama told me this meditation is a very powerful meditation. and it will cut the self-grasping mind, it will cut, which is the root of all the problems, for the sake of knowledge, for the sake of knowledge. So now the second benefit here, Teta Len Re Tsam, Len Re means only one time. Samnahams, if you think like that, even only one time, or like meditations, think means meditation. So. Negas Dunke, Dun, evil force. Do you believe evil force? Evil force? You don't believe in evil force? Do you believe in interference? 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 Interference. Do you believe? So let me see. It's called Tibetan, it's called cake. Cake, so let's see how it translates here. If you believe in, if you not like, do evil force exist or not? Probably, do you believe that's probably not right question? Maybe there's a wrong way to ask questions. Do evil force exist or not? That's probably right question. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, if I say, do you believe, probably there'll be no people can tell me. Do celestial realm exist or not? Do another universe exist or not? Do another human realm exist or not? Are we the only human? Or maybe there's another human? You cannot say, oh, no, because I don't see. No, no. There's many things that you don't see. You cannot say, doesn't exist. 100 years ago, how many animals you see in the oceans? How many animals you see in the oceans? Now, how many you see? And how much more you don't see? Because of technology, now you see much more animals than we used to see. So now the question, do evil force exist or not? That's the power question. Cakes, just go 1 second, okay? Cake. For the sake of knowledge, I just want to explain, so then it's up to you. So then if you feel, cake. Interfering force. Do interfering force exist? That's called word cake. In Tibetan called cake. Then cake. Probably in the West you could say, oh, that's like chemical imbalance in your brain. That's why you like all the problems. Like people have all kinds of problems. Everything has medications. So that's not how everything's been solved through medications. So there are some meditations. It's kind of medications to solve. No need to take something. No, just need to. Anyway, So dun means evil force. That's dun for the sake of knowledge. Kek means interfering force. That's called kek. Choa means feeling of that evil force, feeling of that interfering force. So this vegetation will eliminate that. This meditation will eliminate. Okay. So just first, I want to explain the benefit. said to him from his master, author, told author by his master, great master, told him, if you do this meditation. So now, what is the meditation? Okay? Let's hear something. So now, the meditations begin here. Yang Pumbu Chokban Dilang. Now, whenever you feel, whenever you experience I based on this aggregate, whenever you experience I or self, or I am not so doing good, or I'm so excited, or I'm kind of like bored, or maybe there's many, many things you can say. Whenever you experience self, experiencing self based on this aggregate, so need to think. What one should think? Luddhinism, this body is byproduct of mother's egg and the father's sperm. Sperm, that's what it is. Whether you agree or not, that's what it is. That's what it is. Oh, that's how you think. Whenever you experience yourself based on this aggregate, you take your time, sit back, take your time and think, this is a byproduct of egg and sperm. That's what it is. At the end, it will disappear. This will disappear, this body disappear. That's the fact. So therefore, there's no really good reason to clink. Ultimately, there's no profound reason to cling or attach or cherish so much this body. Because it will become nothing. It will become dust or dirt or something like that. Then right after that, the beginning, whenever you're experiencing self based on this aggregate byproduct of egg, sperm, that's what it is. Eventually, it will disintegrate, become turn into dust. That's the fact. Whether we like to hear or not, that's the reality. That's the fact. So therefore, there's no reason to cling or attach, fundamentally. Right after that, then just let your mind let it be right after the focus on the nature of mind, which is like space, no shape, no color, space. Focus on that, right after that, Nilu Tombe Mabusha means, focus on space. Make sense? Focus on space. Make sense? So we have quite a bit of discussions. Focus on space. Does it make sense? How to do? How to focus on space? How to do? You could say, don't think a thing you are thinking about. If there's one way to launch. One way to launch yourself into space. The question is like, say, think about Rangsim, Nilu, Tayangatu Shas, Rangsim, your mind. Let it be as it is. Like, no color, no shape. Just let it be like that. Focus on that. No more. I mean, like that. It's not exactly thoughtless. But there's only one thought. It's not thoughtless. It looks like, it sounds like, it seems like thoughtless, but actually it's not thoughtless. If it's thoughtless, then you will not make any progress. So how to guide there? Yeah, like exactly like that. Don't think a thing you are thinking about. Just say. Don't think a thing you are thinking about. Just say, what happens? Tell yourself, don't think a thing you are thinking about. Follow that instruction. Don't think a thing you are thinking about. What happens? The next moment, don't think that you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about. Next thing, don't think that you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about. Say what happens. First, don't think a thing you are thinking about, because we are always thinking about something. There's a way to guide into this experience of space. How you can guide, how one can guide there. So then the first, don't think a thing you are thinking about. Pause there a little while. Then after that, don't think that you are not thinking about the thing you are thinking about. Samjha samimisana. Then last line. I said this name, anybody remember? Don't think about either. Samdha samimisamnas. Teve. So then you reach to that, or you could say you reach to the point of emptiness, you reach to that space, like, you know, you reach to the nature of mind. You could say now you reach to the nature of mind, you say you reach to something, it doesn't have color, it doesn't have shape, it looks like space. That's one way to guide. Then why all these things? This is just perception. It's all perceptions. It's all your perceptions. There's no how they exist. There's your perceptions with the projections. That's what's happening in your world. Your perceptions. Ultimately, your nature of your mind is like clear lake. What you are seeing is reflections. You are seeing the reflection of moon. Then you are treating that like real moon. There's no real moon. It's just a reflection of moon. Animals, when they see the reflection of their physical appearance in the glass, some of them, they treat them real. So then all kind of run around, then, you know, try to fight and look around. The gorilla, when you put the mirror in front of the gorilla, see what they do? They cannot tell. Therefore, there is real. Eventually, through analysis, not through prayers or faith, through analysis, they figure out that's not them. That's exactly what we do. So, then why is all this happening? It's all reflections in the clear lake. That's your mind. It's all reflections. You see the reflections. It's not real. It's just reflections. So, that's why it's called, it's like illusions. It's like dream. It's not real. It's like dream. It's not real as we perceive. Perceive doesn't mean that they exist. They exist. For us, it's very everything serious. It's not like that. That is just reflections. If that mind change, so then all the reflections, become like, then you see it's like illusions, like dream. Okay, one way to guide. Okay, well, first, whenever you experience self based on this body, first thing, this body is byproduct of mother's egg, father's sperm. That's what it is. Eventually, it will disintegrate. That's a fact. There's nothing to do with religion. That's a fact. So therefore, fundamentally, there's no really profound reason to clinging on, cherishing, or attach. Right after that, let your mind, how you say in English, let your mind be with space or be like space. Be like space. Pause there a little while. It doesn't mean you should not eat food. Of course you have to eat food. If you don't eat, you're gonna die. It's not like it doesn't mean it means should not too attached, too cling. It doesn't mean don't take shower. No. If you don't take shower, your body starts to smell. Then probably nobody appreciate. So that doesn't mean like that. Sometimes people take the wrong way, so it doesn't mean like that. The body is the byproduct of all this, bones and the flesh. This is the shadow of Julu. That's what it is. Le linji tan is neje denge thasala jimbes. So if you now, some people say yes, some people say no, hard to say. If you feel evil force, if you feel interference force, if you don't feel, then you don't need to do. If you feel, I'm not asking you to feel, but if you feel, Sharad Julius Lijna Nije Dara Jimbe, Nije Dengasla Jimbe. So say you go somewhere, then you end up staying big house, old house, has a house that's been haunted. What do you know? So that's right. Whenever you feel evil force, present of evil force, present of interfering force, fear, that's the worst thing. Worst doesn't help at all. It doesn't help. It makes situation worse. Not exactly like that, because I used to be afraid when I sleep by myself. That's one benefit, is my mindful become very strong. My mindful is very strong, especially when you get scared. Your mindful is wide awake. You hear every single little noise. I wish it could be like that when I met on emptiness. So then, finally, I will only believe in it. what do you do? So you finally close your door, turn off some light there. But still the, what you call worry, concern is still there. So not this meditation, not because influence this meditation, you know, so I haven't done this meditation very often, but not influence this meditation, that because I'm thinking about my fear, or how to deal with the fear of, you know, being like watched, or maybe somebody's going to come, or maybe do something. Not the people, like, you know, like force, evil force, or like interfering force, so that nobody told us at a very young age, somehow it's just part of this life that you certain things that you worried, nobody told you have to believe this or that, no, it just happened. You know. So I used to, you know, like I used to get afraid sleeping by myself, and every little noise during the day, all kind of exercise I did in my mind. Oh, it's like same thing. During the day and night is no different, then nothing changes, same thing, same room, nothing changed, but doesn't help sometimes, you know. It's trying to overcome those fears, thinking all kinds of things. Oh, when you, during the daytime, why you're not afraid, why you're afraid now? All kinds of exercise. Eventually I said, okay, I'm going to die anyway, it's only a matter of time. If anybody wants to come and eat, just go ahead and eat. So that mindset really helps me. So I don't need to lock my door, I just purposely open my door, sleep. If anyone will come, just go ahead. That's the only way of life. So that helps me to overcome from fear. So now, I don't know, if you're, at least in my house, I'm not sure about other houses. So probably seven, six years ago, we are doing this, you know, mandala. This, you know, we are creating mandala. We are going to different colleges, a group of monks. We are creating mandala. We are in like Warren, Vincent Salem. There's one women's college, Vincent Salem. There's one women college in Vincent Salem. There's a women's college.
Yeah.
College just for women. So we did the mandala there, so they put us into every college. There's president house, what do you call president house? Mm-hmm. President house. So we are put it there. So this house, probably later we heard, this house was haunted. It's not just me, there's like three other monks, four, there's like six people. So then, to get something, you know, we are sleeping upstairs, downstairs, in order to get some water, something to drink, you have to go downstairs, this long stair. Each time when you walk, it makes some kind of noise, like squeak, 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 like they make kind of noise, the wood. You go down there, so then there's all this big frame of the photos. But maybe people who owned this house, maybe, who knows, couple of hundred years ago, big photos line up there. You have to go through that to go to the kitchen. So then night, of course they put me in the best room, the biggest room probably. It's like that bed is like this bed. So I have. So at night, so that some noise. It begins with like, kind of like some metal is touching each other, like tong, tong, tong. Then it gets louder and louder, gets really loud, then it's kind of like, again goes in, goes loud. Looks like someone's banging right next to your wall, right next to your bed. Happens, you know. So, yeah, it's not, that's kind of scary. So, one monk, he has no fear. He is the one who goes downstairs to get all the water. None of us want to go down there. But he don't mind. He just go there, come back, breathe. So, and like, yeah, in that case, what you do? So far, this meditation will help him. So anyway, what it says, like, when you are like feeling something, some kind of presence, and you are afraid, now you are fear, you are afraid now. So, that afraid, if that afraid, that fear get increased, This is not good. So how to manage that fear? Not yet. Lose the nature of myself. Did you heard about practice, chair practice? People go to cemetery, they go to cemetery. This big drum, not a small one, big drum. So they go to cemetery, so they know, like they chant, they've been very nice tune, and they use that, you know, drum. That's called chew means cut. That's all what it means, chew means cut. Cutting that, you know. Of course, why you are afraid? Because you are clinging on self. That's why you are afraid. You're clinging, you are so very attached to self. That's why you are afraid. If you are not attached, if you are not clinging, there's no reason to have fear. There's no reason. That's why. That's all the fears, you know, rise because of that. Chewing is cut, cutting. They go to cemeteries in the middle of the night, so then they sit by themselves, then they do this practice, you know, with the big drum, you know, go back from the, and visualizing, offering their body, whoever wants, without fear, out of compassion. That's how they kind of like eliminate the fear generated by this, you know, strong clinging on self. Oh, so that's true. Now next time when you hear, that's what you may see in the YouTube, people are doing that. And nowadays they're doing very nice house. Actually it's been done in the cemetery, not nice house. But now the group of people they do. It's become very common in Nepal, so a lot of, you know, like people, all big group they do together. So bottom line, to cut. For the sake of knowledge, they'll cut. Okay. So that's what they do, they visualize. And also I told you one story, there's one farmer, and like he's farmer, then that's what his like livelihood. So one day the maybe bulls are not pulling the hides, are pulling the things of plow, what do you call it, when you plow the cows not pulling that well, and he was tired. So then, you know, that all contributed to him, so then he decided, okay, maybe I don't want to do this anymore, so I just want to meditate. I'm just tired of this. Went to have consultation with one lama, so then he suggests he wants to go to do chair practice. This is what he wants to do. It's quite common practice in Tibet. So he went to cemetery, so then he's doing this practice. All of a sudden he feels this presence of, you know, the external force. Present external force, he feels. Of course, Paul, you will feel because that's why you go to cemeteries. So then, next day he went back to the Lama, he said, should I say some mantra to prevent all these forces, to present all these forces? Lama said, no, don't say mantra, you know, just continues. So then he's doing continuous, then he feels like he was lift up from the ground, all for evil force, and just drop. And he feel, doesn't happen physically, but he felt that he was dropped on the ground. Then immediately after that, he thought, I was finished. It's over. Finished. That's what he, that first, very strong, not just like, it's very strong, he thought he was finished. After a few minutes, he's not finished, he's also, his life. Somehow they say, Solomon say, he's so emptiness. The self he's grabbing so tightly, so clinging, that was completely gone. That's the one gone. When he was dropped on the ground, he thought he was finished. So that mistaken identity of self is gone. After that, when he thought, oh, I'm still here. So then somehow they say, realize emptiness. So, make sense or not, that's what Solomon said. Solomon said, okay, so that's what you do. So when you feel evil force, so fear is the worst thing. The best, compassion. Compassion. And giving, basically is giving. giving whatever they want, giving whatever they want, giving from you, no, from you. And here, Shara Dijit Lujit Lujitani Nijit Dingatla Jimbis. In that case, you say, okay, similar like what I probably did, but not exactly. So what I did was, I thought, okay, I'm going to die anyway, just go ahead and eat. You know, that's what I did. I didn't say, oh, I will offer my body and you enjoy whatever way you enjoy. I didn't do that. I just said, it's only a matter of time. I will be die. I'm going to die. It's only a matter of time. If you want to really eat me, so just go ahead. So that helps me overcome from my fear. Now I have no fear sleeping myself in my house, at my house. Even if Gijesan was gone a few months, 3-4 months, I was there. I have no fear. You know, so all this noise, I don't pay attention. Let's go. So now here it's like that, you know, so this body is going to be disintegrated anyway, it's only a matter of time. It's not, I don't have attachment, I'm not clinging on this, I'm not attached to this. If that's what you want, just enjoy happily, enjoy. And I'm happily offering that, happily. So that is the way to stop that force, that external force. If you feel, so then, you know, then you say, oh, now all of this are very happily satisfied what I offer. What do you have? What do you feel? You feel, you are feeling negative force, evil force or interfering force. That's what you're feeling. What you're thinking? You are thinking compassion. You are thinking willingness to offer something. Willingness to offer something. You are not thinking out of fear. You are thinking something else. That's why it stopped. That's why it stopped. That's why it stopped. That's why it stopped. See, what you are feeling is you are feeling the external force. What you are thinking is not fear. You are not thinking of fear. You are thinking of something else. Something else. So that's the one I want to explain. So that's the one. So then the second one is how to deal with physical problems with the knowledge of emptiness. That's another meditation. Then that completes the last profession. So now that's the one meditation. Now there's one more meditation left. How to deal with the physical problems through knowledge of emptiness. Okay. Shara Dijit Lujit. Oh, let me repeat this meditation again. Shara Dijit Lujit. Now you are, when you experience self based on this aggregate and fast, what you should think, this is byproduct of egg and sperm. That's what it is. And eventually there's no, fundamentally there's no concrete reason to cling or attach. It's going to disintegrate. It's going to disintegrate. Not just this and everything. Enjoy while it's there. Enjoy. Doesn't mean don't enjoy. Enjoy. Of course, this is beautiful, nice. Enjoy. Don't break. When it breaks, don't break with the glass. Don't break. Don't broke.
Don't break. That's
yeah, don't break. When the glass breaks, you don't break. Don't break with things that break. This is so beautiful, so nice. Just enjoy. Don't think, oh, I really want this to be last forever. No, that's a mistake. You are thinking mistake. Your thinking is a mistake. Not good. This will cause problems. This thinking will cause a problem. Need to change. Just enjoy. Enjoy with less worry. Enjoy. When it breaks, don't break with the glass. Don't break. It's not worth it. Same like the body and everything. No, not just this body, everything. No. So, So after that, you know, eventually it will disintegrate. So therefore, there's not much concrete reason to clinging and attach to this. That doesn't mean don't live your life. Of course you live life. Probably your life will be much, much better, much happier. So then right after death, focus on nature of mind, space, a little bit. That part will help to cut the self-grasping mind. That part of the meditation will help to cut the root of the self-grasping mind. It will cut. So now the second part will cut the fear, feeling the evil force, interference force. The second part of meditation. So then, second part of meditation, shall did you lead this? This body, happily, willingly offer if somebody needs it. No, somebody needs it. No reason to be fear. If somebody needs it, just I will offer happily. No, at least it's not just going to disintegrate by not doing anything. It will be go with doing something good than doing nothing good. No? So you happily, with compassion, you happily offer that. If anybody wants, that means when you feel evil force or indifferent force, when you are by yourself, that's what you think. It's not like somebody, you go to the park and shout, no. That's like in your home, not when you feel. All those evil force, interference force, evil force, whatever they are, probably many, many different kinds. They just visualize all this evil force, interference force, happily took, likewise you happily offer, and completely satisfied them. Minute you visualize, you happily offer that, and then they use them and satisfy them. Their satisfaction destroys their anger, their attachment, their all disturbing thought. All their disturbing thought was eliminated by the satisfaction that you offer. Make sense? It's all. Wanting to harm others, that kind of mindset, anger, attachment, jealousy, who knows, could be so many reasons why somebody's, those evil force harming someone, maybe based on ignorance, based on anger, based on attachment, based on jealousy, who knows, there could be so many reasons. But the minute you feel that and you happy, instead of getting afraid, you happily offer them. You just think they are satisfied what you offer. So their satisfaction destroyed. Mindset, their mindset, they want to harm others. That mindset completely get destroyed. Anger, all destroyed, will be completely destroyed. Oh. Then all of them liberated from problems or achieve enlightenment. You get a benefit, they get a benefit, everybody get. This is win-win. You shut up, you pump both hands, don't be loose, pump both hands, don't be calm, you don't be nervous. Then that's when you say, oh, now this is all gone. Means empty, right? Means empty. When it means gone, means empty. When this prayer well is gone from here, now this is the empty of prayer well, there's no prayer well. When the body is gone, not physically gone, but mentally is gone, now there's absence of the body. So focus on that absence, which is, like space. Now there's absence. That's space, right? Space, what is it? Absence of prayer, is that space? Huh? Yeah. If somebody asks you, focus on absence of prayer will. Focus on absence. Now here, you can say, okay, please, Gary, focus on absence of prayer will. You can't focus because this, the space is occupied by prayer will. So when I move, now get the focus on absence of the prayer will. Is there space? Same. This body occupies the space. You can't focus now. It's absence of body. That's not impossible. That's there. So now, when that happens, mental that happens, you offer that, you know, because of, if you don't feel, you don't need to do this meditation. If you feel, then you do this meditation. So then eventually, then you offer your body happily, out of compassion, you offer that body. So now that body has been used and satisfied them, and their all negative minds get destroyed, and they are all, you help them to liberate, they are all liberated. It's all happening in the mind. Fear is also happening in the mind. It's not happening somewhere there. Fear is also happening in the mind. So everything is happening in the mind. So at the end, this physical presence is gone. So then focus on that. Absence of this physical body, focus on that. Now this physical is mental is gone. No, it's been used. So the focus on the absence of the body, physical body. So there's no fear. There won't be fear. So I don't know that meditation when I was put in the president's house 7 years ago. I haven't seen this meditation. So if I know that meditation by then, so then I can tell you based on my experience. That time, my experience is kind of embarrassing. Sherab Lama was Sherab, the Tibetan gentleman who ran the store. He was there as an interpreter. I called him, you have to come to sleep with me, sleep like in the same room. I asked him to come to sleep. That is my meditation for me. he was sleeping somewhere else. I said, Sherab, please come. Maybe we'll set up a small bed here, you sit there, sleep there. And the first of all, this bed is so high, if something happened, I don't think I can just jump there. So we have to get up there, we have like some, like, what do you call this? Some steps. So that's how the height of the bed. It's huge. Can't just jump, you know. So that's why I don't know this meditation. If I know this meditation, so now I can tell you based on my experience. At that time, I called Sherab. I begged him to come. So there's Gishi Wangju, there's another monks. He's sleeping. The room is huge. They're sleeping there. And he said that in his room, there's like kind of office. He said that chair was moved here to there, or the table was moved. Who knows? I'm not sure that. He said that his room, a couple of furniture was moved back and forth. And the next time, some of the students approached us, then they are kind of like shocked that we are sleeping there. So they asked where we sleep. We said, right in the house. Then some of them said, even during the daytime, some people have hard time to go in there. So they don't believe that we sleep there. Too late, it's finished. Everybody come out live. Oh, yeah. So this is no similar kind of meditation, what, as I said before, what I did to deal with when Gijisam was not there, you know, afraid. So then I said, for me it's like, it's a matter of time, you will die. Doesn't matter. That exercise helps me overcome from the fear. So now, you know, before close the door, it's all silly things, close the door. I don't think you can stop evil force. If there's evil force, you can't, I think the door is not. It doesn't help. But your mind, you have to close that. There are many doors. So then, purposely open, think, okay, doesn't matter. Only matter of time. One day will die. Die now, die later, doesn't matter. So that helps. You know, it's kind of similar, but so that's that one. Okay, so then after that, whenever you feel, offer the body. Genuinely, sincerely, out of compassion, offer. satisfy them, their satisfaction, destroy all their disturbing thought, and all of them enlightened. You lead them to enlightenment. So then when you look back, there's no body, is gone. So they focus on the absence of death. No fear. Probably you will fall asleep. Without fear. So that's, this author is saying, that's what his Lama, great Lama, told him, if you do this once in a while, even one time, helps. First part helps to destroy the self-grasp of your mind. Second part really helps to eliminate the fear. Oh. Then, you know, like somewhere in France, there's some rich family feel like they're some kind of like their relatives are in their house or something, or request His Holiness Dalai Lama to do something. His Holiness went there, sit there. Basically, His Holiness met on compassion. So then after that, no more, I say, no more, like people don't feel presence of interference or like evil force. So then I met, so now one story, then the time's over. So next Wednesday will be the last profession. So then after that, I need to find, unless if somebody has suggestions from the Lamrim Tropic, not Lamrim Tropic, if somebody has suggestions, then I'll talk on that. We finish the karma, we finish these professions. If there anything in the Lamrim Tropic, so the reason I don't call Lamrim, then everybody is all Lamrim, you know, so we choose different topic. Then people feel like they are learning something new every few Wednesdays, rather than just Lamrim, even though it's a wonderful thing, but you know. When I was in Taos, New Mexico, I met this one French lady, and her grandfather or uncle was friend of French president, like now, not this one, maybe there are two of them before. So she has huge house, like castle in France. And she said, Gisela, so she has requested, she's offering me to go there with her. So she said she sees her aunt, who is already passed away many, many years ago. She said, not just her, other friends, when they come to stay there, they see her aunt. She's asking me to go. She's asking me to go to do something. Luckily it didn't happen. Luckily it didn't happen. It never happened. Schedule didn't work it out. So I'm glad for it. I'm very glad it didn't work it out. I'm so embarrassed to say no. I did say yes. But now I'm just living in this anxiety. When is it going to happen? Eventually it doesn't happen. So maybe now. Yeah, she said that people see, not just how people see. I'm not seeing it like they felt, honestly, there, or they felt they were, I'm not sure, like something. Something like that. Oh, yeah. So next time, whenever you go to some houses, if you feel like that house is haunted, this meditation will help. Okay, oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you. So then next Wednesday, the last class for the wisdom chapter, last profession. Oh, so then that completes. So then, meanwhile, maybe if you have some topic that I should teach, so then give suggestion to Donasi, so then based on the suggestion, how many suggestions, based on the majority, so then we'll decide on that, majority of the request, based on that, then we decide. No, we can't do all of them, you know, if people request different topic. So based on how many people request the same topic, so then based on that, they will decide. Okay. Oh yeah.
So 191, and we'll recite the praises to the 21 Taras to remove obstacles to the light of the path. Retreat as requested and suggested by Lama Sopa Rinpoche. 191, and if you have the white binder, it's on the green pages, green colored pages. from your sublime abode at the Potala. O Tara, born from the green letter tongue, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your tenets. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rest through all hard destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara, sift heroic, eyesight lighting instantaneous, rung from opening semen's of the Lord of dear words, your bone lotus, homage she whose face combines a 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with that rays resplendent as a 1,000 star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, daughter born in hand adorned, giving effort, austerity, patience, meditation, her sphere, a crown of Tata Gata's action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Brahma, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandhava's yakshas, homage with the trempe sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, sing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of mortal champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jomudra, light rain masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, Murpho laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon, all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their hum sign, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on her most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal, homage she with wreath ablaze like, eon ending fire abiding, rise to left and joys around you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beat, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is feast nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil, homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, this is human knowledge mantra, orange mother, 10 letters, homage to Re with these letter, of the shape of syllable, whom, by foot stamping 63 worlds, Meru, Mandara, and India, homage holding in her hand, the hammock moon of Devalek form, with spice spoken Tara Ante, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their kings, in the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, dresses of the spirits, yakshas, and raised corporate supreme Ture. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Now turn to page 190. For the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Let's turn to page 235. For the general dedication prayers. Gewadinu dudak lama sangye dugyune dowa chikyang malupan Jangshu Sancho Rinpoche Make Panam Kirguchi Kewan Yampa Nepayang Gone Gondu Pawasho Jampe Power Jita Kempada Kuntu Zampo Deyan Deshinte Deda Kungi Jesu Daloche Gewadita Tancherab Tungo Dusun Shepe Gewatanche Ki Ngoa Gala Shotu Napade Dashe Gewe Tawadi Kunka Zampo Churcherab Tungo Wagi Dagi Jine Sate Gewadi Tendan Roa Kunla Gampeda Kepa Jitsun Rosan Dapai Tempe Nimpo Rindu Seo Jesho. And then 244 and 245 for the short long life prayers. Gani rawe kolwe jinkange, pendan dewa malu shunwen, jere zigwan tenzin yatsoi, jape site baru tengyu chi, jonu ien alang wa jortu, wawa tare tembara sopa, lo zange wa deton le pasho, jasu gengyu lama so wa de. Tupsu chan jin jan genge we, ten zin kyon pe we, kun zu do po tse, chok sum ku we le mun tu du, ba dok so du she, kun du jab ten shok. Om tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu re so ha.